Today is Daf Nun Hey, right? It's Nun Hey. We're on Nun Hey, on the top, by the word, second, third line, by the words Mesve. So, Gemara is continuing. What's that? I'm on the wrong spot. Okay, the Gemara is continuing to ask on the Shita of Rav Acha. Rav Acha was the one who said that if you have multiple korbanos musaf, korbanim musaf during the day, for let's say a Shabbos or Chodesh, so you blow shofar and you say a shir for each korban musaf. So we asked yesterday, we asked a question on that, and now we're going to ask another question. So Meisvei, they asked in the yeshiva on Rav Acha, the Tani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel learned to the Braisa, Yochol, you would think, maybe the Havamina would have been what Rav Acha said, the Havamina would have been, Kishem Shetokin, Al Shabbos b'fnei atzmo, the same way that you blow shofar and you say shir when you have a korban musaf, when Shabbos stands by itself, when there's no other korban musaf other than the Shabbos. Va'al Rosh Chodesh b'fnei atzmo, and you blow shofar and you say shir when on the korban musaf, when Rosh Chodesh is by itself, there's no other korban. So kach, you would think that also when they're chal together, you tokim al kol musaf u'musaf, that you would blow, when you put together, they don't lose out. You blow the shofar for each, in separately for each korban musaf. That would have been your havamina. That's actually what Rav Acha said. And what Rice says, no, that's not true. That's incorrect. Talmud Lomar, somehow we learn from the pasuk, is the pasuk that talks about the tkios. It says, Ubiyom simchasem, simchaschem mordechem, uberoshe chodshechem, utekate machatzotzos achaloseichem, azif eshlamechem. So from the words, uberoshe chodshechem, you learn from this pasuk that you only blow the shofar once, even if there are two korbanim musaf. The Gemara's explain how, you learn it out from that. But you see from here that the Brice is clear that if you have two korbanos, korbani musaf, you only blow the shofar once, which is against Rav Acha. And the Gemara says, so Chora, that's Tiyufta, the Rav Acha Tiyufta. That's a refutation of Rav Acha Shito, who said that you blow shofar individually for each korban musaf that is brought. The Gemara then asks, okay, so how are we learning it out from the words Ubaroshe Chachechem? My Talmud, what's the Limud? From this brisa, from the words of Rashi Chachechem, that if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, that we only blow shofar for once. We don't do it for each korban musaf separately. So the Gemara says, Amar Avai, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ubi Rosh Chachechem. So Rosh Chachechem includes all Rosh Chodesh. Hukshu kol chodashim kulam zelazeh. All the Rosh Chodashim are compared or connected to each other, meaning that just like on a regular Rosh Chodesh, you would only blow once. So too, on a Rosh Chodesh that falls out on Shabbos, you would only blow shofar once. Right? Rashi says, "Kukshu kolach adoshim kulon le'inyan tkios shetkioseim shavos." They all have to have the same tkios, and most of the time, Rosh Chodesh is not going to fall on Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be one set of tkios. So too, if Rosh Chodesh does fall out on Shabbos, you would still only have one set of tkios, which is then a refutation of Rav Acha Shita. So that's how Abaye learns the refutation, the limud from Rosh Chodeshem. Ravashi also, he says this way, Ravashi Amar, he says, Ksiv, the Pasuk said, Chod Sheichem, but it's written without a Vav, without a Yud, right? It's Chod Sheichem, which is Lashon Yochid, without the Yud, right? Uksiv, Uviroshay, but it says Roshay, which is plural. So it's got plural, and it's got singular. So how does that work? The Eze Chodesh, Sheishel Shtei Roshim, what Rosh Chodesh has two korbanos musaf all the time? Well, that will be Havayom is a Rosh Hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. Because in Rosh Hashanah, you have the korban musaf Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah also happens to be Rosh Chodesh. We sort of like hide the fact. We just say it. We just allude to it in the tefillah and the musaf. We say Musvei Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh. Why Musvei? One's for Rosh Hashanah, one's for Rosh Chodesh. I think that's one of the only allusions in the tefillah that it's actually Rosh Chodesh.
Do we not mention the Rosh Chodesh korban?
Yeah, we say es musvei. That's the korban. Right. So ezel chodesh sheyishlo shnei roshim havei omer zeh rosh hashanah. That's Rosh Hashanah. And amar rachmon nachot shechem. And the Torah says it in a lashon of singular, which is chadhu, which they learn that it means that even though it's two musafs, it's still singular. How does that work? Two korbanos, one shear. So you see, even if you have multiple korbanei musafin, you only say blow shofar or give the shear once, which again is going to be a tiyufta, it's going to be a question on Rav Acha, who said that you say multiple shiros and multiple tkios when you have multiple korbanei musaf. The Gemara says, okay, another question. We already just refuted Rav Acha, but once he's down, let's hit him again. V'od, right? Another question on Rav Acha, right? Tanya, we learned in a brisa, b'cholo shel moed, right? By Rishon, ma hayu omrim. So now the Gemara is going to go through what's the appropriate shir shel yom on each day of Chol HaMoed. So I think our minhag agro, I think, is actually to say these. I think our minhag is just to say the regular shir shel yom during, you know, Rishon Sheni. But the Gemara says that Chol HaMoed, what would be the, so we kind of follow this whole thing, what would be the shir shel yom on Chol HaMoed? So Barishon, which is, so it's the second day of Sukkot, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed. Barishon, the first day of Chol HaMoed, ma hayu omrim, what would the Levim say with the shir? The shir is set in connection with the Korban Musaf. The Gemara says on the first day they would say, Mizmor LaDavid, Havel Hashem ben Eilim, right? Why would they say that? Because the whole Mizmor talks about water. Kol Hashem Alamayim, so it's talking about the Nisuch Hamayim. The Rashi goes through all the Sukkim to explain how that works. But he says that's what we say the first day of Chol HaMoed. Masheni, on the second day of Chol HaMoed, Mahayu Omrim, what would they say? The Bryce says they would say the Pasuk, the Shir that has Ula Rasha Amar Elkim Malachal Tzapir Chuki. So they would say this whole Mizmor that talks about, it's all Musar to all those people who don't do Tshuva. So that's what they say on the second day of Chol HaMoed. On the third day of Chol HaMoed, Bayom HaShlishi of Chol HaMoed, Mahayu Omrim, they would say Mi Yakum Li Imreim. Right? They would say, that's exactly what we say on Wednesday. What we do say on Wednesday, this is the second half of that Mizmor. That would say the second half that talks about the Tzaros of Bnei Yisrael, and they're in the Bayis Sheni, that they were under the rule of the Persians, they were under the rule of the Greeks, then they were under the rule of the Roman, right? Even though, and nevertheless, even though we're under the foreign rule, we didn't stop from being Mesameach, and we had Simcha. So that is what they do on the third day of Chol HaMoed. Bayom Ravi, on the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, Maya Omrim, they would say Binu Borim Ba'am, which is the first part of the Mizmor, they said yesterday, right? That's what they said on the third day, and they would say that, they would say from the beginning till where they started on the third day, that Mizmor is Musar also, but it's Musar to those who don't take up Mitzer the way they're supposed to, and they say, who sees us? We're supposed to do this in private. We know no one sees what we're doing anyway. So the Mizmor says they should pay attention because Hashem sees them. He knows everything. He knows that you're not given the proper Shumas and Maestros. And he knows, and now's the time of Matnos Aniyim in the time of Sukkos, Rashi points out. Because Sukkos is Man Asif, when you gather everything. So that's when you have all the produce. So now's actually the opportune time to give the Matanos to the Aniyim and make sure that you do that. Vachamishi, on the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, what would it, Mayu Omrim? They would say, Hasirosi Mishimo Shichmo. Again, these are Sukkim that have Tachut Nachama, and on the Yom Shishi, and on the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, which would be Hoshana Rabba, Mahayu Omrim, they would say, Yimotu Komos De'aretz. They would say the whole thing, because it says again, Ani Varash Tztiku, and in Gemara and Chulin Rashi points out that they learned this Pasuk. This also talks about Matnos Aniyim, again, because it's Ma'at Asif to give them Matnos Aniyim, so the Gemara gives the whole list of what you say on each day of Chol HaMoed. Well, the Im Chal Shabbos Me'ech Me'hem. Now what happens if, oftentimes, there's going to have a Shabbos Chol HaMoed? On Shabbos Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says, well, what do you do? Well, according to Rav Acha, there should be no problem. Because you have a Korban Musaf of Shabbos, you have a Korban Musaf of Sukkos, just say both. Because he says each Musaf gets its own shear. But that's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa says, what do you do? Yimotu Yidacha. The last one gets pushed off. So what would happen would be, you would, let's say the last one, let's say day that, you would, if you know that there's going to be a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so you would start, and then you would go from the beginning, and Shabbos would interrupt with Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Then you would pick up, let's say Sunday is day four, so you would pick up with the day five of Shir for Chol HaMoed, and then day five would have the fourth one. So you would end up missing the last one. But again, according to Rav Acha, why would that be the case? You should just say a second Shir. That's the question. Rasafra has a simon of how do you remember the order of the shirin that the son of Chol HaMoed. He says hum bachye, right? The first one is havu, second one is the vav is l'rasha, the mem is miyakum, the beis is binu boarim, he is hasirosi, yud is imotu, and rapapa manach bohu simana hum have. I guess he would switch the hasirosi and the beis, he would switch it around. I guess he would say a different order. Okay, v'simenach. And how do you know who says which simon? You need a simon to figure out which person says which simon. The simon is Ambuha de Safri. So Safri is Rasafra. Somehow Ambuha, that's the simon that Rasafra said. Okay. But Tiyufta, the Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina, Tiyufta. That's a refutation of Rav Acha. Again, Rav Acha said that you would, each time, if you have multiple korbanim musaf, each korban musaf gets its own shear, and each korban musaf gets its own tekios. And here, when we have a conflict where it's Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says, oh, you're just going to say, on Shabbos, you're just going to say the shear for Shabbos, not the shear for both, and then you're going to push off a different one of the shiros for Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Rav Acha Bar Chanina, Tiyufta. The Gemara says, wait a second. But if you go back, Rav Acha's source, Rav Acha brought a pasuk and then a brisa, right? The Har Rav Acha Bar Chanina kro umas nisik amar. He brought a source, right? What was the source on Daf Nun Dalid? Right, where was that? On Nun Dalid Amud Aleph, Rav Acha said, oh, that's not Gimel. Right, he also Rav Acha Bar Chanina mehrom midroma. It says, "Ubnei Aaron the Kohanim yitku b'chatzrosos she'ein tamalom yitaku shakvar never katu b'chatzrosos aloseich mazilchei shalmecha mat tamalomer yitku akol if musafim tokim." Right, he had a pasuk. So if he has a pasuk, so how do you refute him? Okay, fine. So this Bryce doesn't go like him, but how are you going to deal with his source? So the Gemara says, "Well, his source, you can reinterpret his source." Amar Avina, it's not necessarily proof from Rav Acha from that Bryce, right? The Bryce was Hakol lefi hamusafim tokin. That's what he said. Rav Acha said that meant that you blow shofar on each korban musaf. But we can explain that brisa differently. It's not saying that you blow and have a shear for each korban musaf. Rather, it says lomar shemaricha betkios. When I have shnei musaf, we have to do a heker to make sure that you know that the two korban musaf, two musafim that day. Rav Acha said that means you have to blow shofar for each musaf. He says no, it means shemaricha betkios. You elongate betkios, make a tki gadola. So normally you do X amount of time, you do X plus amount of time for the tekios to make sure that you know that this is a day that there are two korbanim musaf. Rabbanan de Kesari mishmei the Rabbi Acha army lomar shemar bebitokim. We haven't. It's one set. You just have two people do it. Like a shtei kolos. I don't know that you have. Right, if there are two musafim, then you have more chatzrotzos, but you only blow once. So it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a support for Rav Acha. Okay. So now the Gemara says, the Anon, the Islam, Treyomin, Hechi Abdinan. Well, what do we do? We do, now that we have, this is very Lamaisa, so what do we do that we now have Shnei Yom Tovim, first 2 days, well, how do we deal with the Shir Shal Yom? And it's going to have implications also for Lenin. How do we deal when we're referencing the days? Because we have a Sveik of the Yoma. Because the first day of Chol HaMoed is really the third day, right? And the second day of Yom Tov, when we're saying everything of Yom Chamisha Asar, even though it's not, so we're missing a day. So what are we? Which are we going to skip in the Shir Shal Yoms? Which one are we going to skip? Right. So the Anan the Islan Treyomim Hechi Avdinan. So Amar Abai Amar Sheni Yitcha. The second day of Chol HaMoed. What would be the second day of Chol HaMoed is we don't say. Meaning we say the first shear on the first day of the first day. On the second day, we say the same shear as the first day. Then on the third day, we start with the second day of Chol HaMoed, because that would normally be the second day of Chol HaMoed. We just don't say the first, because you can't say them both. You can't say a whole shear on what we consider of Yom Tov. So he says, you skip that. That day is rejected. What would be the first day of Chol HaMoed, we have said now a Yom Tov shear. So then when we have our first day of Chol HaMoed, we start with the second day of Chol HaMoed shear. Okay, that's what Abai says. Sheni Yidacha. Right, Rabba Amar, Rabba says no. Shvi Yidacha, we just go in order. First day of Chol HaMoed, which is the third day, we're going to say the first day of Chol HaMoed, which is really the second day of Chol HaMoed, we're going to say it as if it's the first day of Chol HaMoed, and we're going to go in order. And then when we get to Shana Rabba, we're going to consider that as the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, and Shmini Atzeres, When we get to Hoshana Rabba, which normally is the sixth day of Chol HaMoed, it's going to be the fifth day for us. So we're going to say the fifth day's shear, and the last day of Chol HaMoed, the shear that would have been said on the last day of Chol HaMoed gets pushed off. Right? That's the shear of Yidacha, right? Seventh, which is Shvi Yidcha, which is the seventh day of the holiday. So the Gemara says, Tanit Avasi Derava, we brice like Rava, Imchal Shabbos, Yos Be'echa Mehen, Yimotu Yidacha. We just said before that if Shabbos falls out in the Beis Hamikdash, so one of them, then what ends up happening is the seventh day, the last day gets pushed off. So that's what we do. We start, go in order, and whatever you get to, you get to, and the last day falls off. So the Gemara then says, Askin Amemer B'min Harda, the Midalgi Daluge. And we do this Dalgi Daluge. So what is that talking about? So now, this is Lamaisa when it comes to laning. So Rashi, the Machlok is Rashi Tosos. So we have to, we'll read the Rashi. Rashi says, Iskan Amemer the Midalgi Daluge. V'nimtzu kulan omdim. We're going to end up saying everything. Right? Omrim b'yom arishon shel chol hamoed b'yom hasheni. He says like this. We're going to say all of the shiurim. Shiurim, we're not going to skip. According to Abaye, we skipped the first, according to Rashi, the second day is skipped. According to Amemar, according to Rava, the seventh day is skipped. Comes Abaye and says, and comes Amemar and says, no. Nimtzu kulan omdim. Omrim b'yom arishon shel chol hamoed. On the first day of chol hamoed, we say, B'yom Hasheni u'B'yom Hashlishi. We say today's the second day. Today could be the third day. Suffik Sheni, Suffik Shlishi. Ulamachar, which would be on the second day of Chol HaMoed, which would really be the third day of Chol HaMoed. Omrim B'yom Hashlishi u'B'yom Rvi'i. U'B'Shlishi the Chol HaMoed B'yom Rvi'i B'yom Hamishi. U'Rvi'i B'yom Hamishi B'yom Hashishi. U'B'Hamishi B'Chol HaMoed Shushan Rabba. Omrim B'yom Hashishi u'B'yom Hashvi'i B'Kisveiko. V'Hainu Dilugi She'Omrim Hayom u'Masha Amru Esmo. We say today. And what we said yesterday. That's what we do.
Right? We do in Israel.
What? In Israel is no problem. No. What, when they laid in Israel?
Yeah, they do the same thing.
No. In Israel they go, B'yom Hasheni, B'yom Hasheni, B'yom Hasheni, B'yom Hasheni. They repeat it four times. Yeah, not a problem. Kedamrin and Gabri, Shchodesh, Rab Amar Dolek, Shomar Hasheni, Echam and Apsukim, Shomar Rishon. V'kihechi the Iskan of Meimer l'inyan Tfila. So when a Meimer made the Takan for Tfila, right? So a Meimer saying on the Tfila, when it comes to the Shir, so on the first day of Chol HaMoed, you would say, the third day shear and the second day shear. On the fourth day of Chol HaMoed, you would say on the second day of Chol HaMoed, you would say whatever works out. The second day of Chol HaMoed is the third day, so you would say today and the previous day. And Rav Meir comes to say the same thing applies when it comes to laning. Right, we call up four aliyos on Chol HaMoed. Again, so in Israel they just repeat over and over again. But the fourth one, the Revi'i, Hakore shehu musa b'chol shemol yoser mishar yomim v'nikar shehu b'alechvod hayom. So the fourth aliyah, Rashi says, is the most important aliyah, because normally during the week we do three. On Chol HaMoed we call up a fourth. So the fourth is technically the one that's being called up for purposes of Chol HaMoed. So he's the one who has to read the yom. So he says, kore et sveke hayom. The fourth one reads the sveke of the yoma. So on the first day of Chol HaMoed, it's a sveke of the yoma. Whether today is birthday for us, whether it's day two or day three, so he's the sveik of the yoma, and on Shabbos korban maftir. And on Shabbos it's the maftir. That's the one that's recognizable. V'hashlosha shekorban tchila. Rashi says the first three that we read ain makpin lakriyosum yikru mashiyirtu. Whatever they want, they can lay. You can lay yesterday's, today's, whatever it is. U'mikol makom kachayu nohagim rabosai. This is what the minhag of his rabbanim were. Shnei rishonim korim shnei sveikin hayom. The two Rishonim, Kohen and Levi, they would read the Sveik HaYom. So Kohen, let's say today is day three of the first day of Chol HaMoed. So the Kohen would read it as if today is day three, today is day two, Sveik HaYom. Levi would read as if it's day three. It's not what we do, I don't think. Levi would read each day three. Hashlishi v'parshas yom ha-macharos she'enum Sveik HaYom klal. The Shlishi would read tomorrow's as if it's day four. And then the Revi would go back and read what the first two read separately, read together, read the Sveik of the Yoma, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. And so we do something similar, but not exactly at Rashi. Tosos has it a little different, but that's what Meimer says, Midalgi the Lugay, but the whole purpose here to be, the point being here, is that we're not skipping anything. Sveik of the Yoma, we're not going to skip anything, we're going to try to put the Sveik of the Yoma into our tefillah. And if you look when we say Korban Musaf, when we daven Musaf, and when we lane, we say that. We say Yom Hasheni, Yom Hashlishi, Yom Hashlishi, Yom Revi. We do repeat, not exactly the way Rashi says it, but we do repeat to make sure that we get in the Sveik of the Yoma in the Tefillah.
Is there a shear for the Musaf for Pesach? And if so, why didn't we have this for you in Pesach?
Is there a shear for the... There probably is. But I think Pesach is different. Pesach is the same korban
over and over. It's the same korban, but there right. would be a different shear for each day, wouldn't there?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe they don't do it. Maybe they don't have a different shear for each day. But we do. But we do the same thing for Pesach. We do this. Sure. We do the Sveik of the Yoma. We definitely do the Sveik of the Yoma in our tefillah. Okay.
So
right, so Shana Rabba is a problem. You can't mix it the next day. So you can't do what you can't do.
So.
How do we do it? How do we do it? I think we do 6 and 7.
Do we do
no, Hoshana Rabbah you can do because you can do 6 and 7. You can do...
You can't do 6, 7, 8.
Right. You can't do 6, 7, 8. You can't do the next days, according to that. And Hoshana Rabbah itself, you can't do the day before because that's a smacks in the face of... On three Aseres, you can't do the day before. The reason why, same reason why you can't take Lulav, because it smacks as it's against Yontif.
It's a different
Muslim. Well, so it doesn't matter. You can say, so yesterday we said this, today we do this, but the reason why you can't do it is because... You can't say a chol tefillah on Yom Tov. Okay. Now, it comes to the korbanos. So we have the kohanim had mishmaros, right? They were split up into 24 mishmaros. Each mishmari would usually come and do the avoda once 1 week, and then they would rotate.
I just found out that they do the name of all
the mishmaros. So it comes from Divrei Yomim.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, it's got a chart over there, right?
Yeah.
Right, it's a Divrei Yomim Perek Chav Dalet. And there's also one of the kinos that we say, I think one of the keynotes that we say on Tisha B'av night, I think also has a list of the mishmaros. I'm not sure if that's a clear. I'm not sure who wrote that, but yeah, I think you can quote here. You look on the, see on the chart on the bottom. This is Divrei Yomim Aleph Perek of Dalet. It's got the list. So you have the 24 mishmaros. Now on Sukkos, they had every mishmar had the right to come and do the avoda. They had the right to come in. Now on Sukkos also we have a lot of karbanos. Right, you have a ton of korbanos that are brought each day, right? Besides the korbanos that are brought regularly, so on Sukkos you had 70 total of 70 paros that are brought, and on the first day there would be 13 paros, on the second day it was 12, and you keep going until the seventh day they would mark up 7 paros. That's what the pasuk says, and that's what the psukim say, and they also were makriv 2 elim, 2 rams, and 14 kvasim. Every day, 2 rams and 14 kvasim for an ola, and then they would have another seer, they have a goat for a chatas, right? Mikratim ola yisheru yonef l'chol chashem, elim shnayim, kvasim b'nei shana arba asar temim miyu, seer izim echad chatas. So you had all these karbanos that are being brought. So now you have 24 mishmaros that are coming to bring the karbanos, so they divided, each mishmar got to bring one of the karbanos. But you didn't want mishmar, so you have to go in order. The chart to go in order. So Mishnah says, Yom Rishon Shel Chag, on the first day of Sukkos, Hayusham Shlosha Asar Parim, there were 13 Parim, that's 13, the Elim Shnayim, and 2 Elim, that's 15, the Sir Echad, right, so that's 16. That's 16 Karbanos. So the first 16 Mishmaros, in order, will be Makri of those Karbanos. Now, so that's 16 out of the 24. There are 8 that are left over. So, but you have now Nishtar Yisham Arba Asar Kvasim. The 14 Kvasim was the first day. You had 14 that you brought. Every day you had 14 Kvasim. So you had 14 Kvasim that need to be brought. So how did that work? That's for 8 Mishmaros that are left over. So what that would be doing is that would happen by Yom Arishon Shisho Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim Vashar Echad Echad. You go in order. So you had 8 more Mishmaros, right? You had 8 more Mishmaros for 14 Karbanos. So, 6 of them would makrib 2, and 2 of them would makrib 1. 6 times 2 is 12. 2 plus 1 plus 1 is 14. That's how you got it done. Okay, now, Sheni, on the second day, okay, so what happened? You ended up now, you start from where you left off for the Mishmaros. So you go in order. And then when you get to the end, you get to the Kvasim, you lost the power. Right, so you only have. So what happens now? So, B'Sheni, Chamisha makrib Shnayim Shnayim, Vashar Echad Echad. Only 5 have to repeat because there's one. Only 5 have to repeat because there's one less karban. So 5 have to, because we only went from 14 parim to 13 parim. So 5 have to repeat the kvasim, and then right. So 5 times 2 is 5 times 2 is 10, and the shar echad echad, and 4 mishmaros are going to bring 1-1. Okay, keep going again. The Yom HaShlishi, Arba Makrim Shnayim Shnayim Vashar Echad Echad. Right, that's how it works. They double it up. You're doubling up less and less because you have less mishmaros that need to double up on the kvasim because there's more. There's
because there's less.
Because there's less of the parim being brought. Okay. Bishlishi arba makim shnayim shnayim v'shar echad echad. Revi again shlosha makim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. And then you have eight that'll bring one. B'chamishi shnayim makim shnayim shnayim v'ashar and ten mishmaros are going to bring one. B'shishi echad makim shnayim, only one's going to double up v'ashar echad echad. And then they're going to be 12 of them. 12 mishmaros going to bring one. Okay. Shvi kulan shav. On the seventh, when they brought one less power again, so there are only 10 left over, right? So there are 14 left over. Kulan shavim. They're all mishaver. They only bring one. Each one only brings one keves, because whoever's left over at the end is going to be, the numbers are going to work out. Bishmini, but on the shmini, on the eighth day of shmini atzeres, chazul l'payis. They went back to the lottery. They didn't have the lottery. Kibur agolim. They said on all of the regolim, they wouldn't makriv in the order of the mishmaros. They would go back to the pious. Means they seem to make some sort of lottery between the mishmaros, who would be able to do the avoda on Shemini Atzeres. So Amru mish hikri parim hayom lo yorkiv machor elachozim al chalila. So the Chacham say that whoever was makriv the par on a certain day, he wouldn't be makriv tomorrow. Meaning he would be that mishmar would be the last mishmar, and you would pick up on the rotation from the mishmar afterwards. So if mishmar number 10 was the one who was makriv, well, it doesn't work that way. But if mishmar number 13 on the first day was the last one to be makriv the par, right? It was the last one to makriv the par because the 13 par on that first day. So then the 13. Yeah. So then you would start with the 14th mishmar on day 2. And then that would only go to Mishmar 1, and on day 3 you would start with the second Mishmar, and just follow in order, you follow the chart, and then you do the rotation. Okay, so the Mishnah had said that on the 8th day, on Shemini Atzeres, they would do a new pious, right, and they wouldn't continue, you know, the rotation on the list. So the Gemara says, Nami Masnisan, let's say that our Mishnah that says on the 8th day they would do a pious amongst all the Mishmaros of who would bring the Karbanos, say that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe, below Rabbanon, goes like Rebbe, not Rabbanon. Titania, because of a Brisa. The Brisa says, Par Haba B'Shmini, the Par, on Shmini Tzeres, right, we bring 70 Paros throughout Sukkot, and on Shmini Tzeres we bring one Par. Right, the Gemara is going to say, the 70 Paros with Shivim Umas Ha'olam, and on Shmini Tzeres that's just Aslan Hashem. So that's one. So it says so that power that's brought on Shemini Atzeres, but chila mefaisin alav, right? What they do, they make a pious on it amongst all the mishmaros, that to see who gets to bring that power, and we don't say that one of the next mishmar in line would bring it. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rebbe says. But Chachamim Omrim, achas mishnei mishmaros, the lo shilshu beparim osa. The Chachamim say no. The Chachamim said, let's read this again, Par Shmini Batchila Mephaisin Alav, Divrei Rebbe, Chachamim Omrim, that Mishnei Mishmaros, Lo Shilshu Vaparim, Osa. Because no, we don't do a pious, we continue in the order. There is going to be, if you go through the whole chart, there's going to be every Mishmar, except for two, will have brought three Parim throughout the time. There are going to be two Mishmaros that only brought two Parim. So from between those two Mishmaros, they're going to make a pious, and they make a pious to determine who's going to bring the power on Shemini Atzeres.
Yeah, so,
yeah, that's what it is?
That's the
name. So that's going to be Mishmar 23 and Mishmar 24?
Yeah.
Okay. Delayo and Ma'aziyahu. That was a good chart here. Our school has to have a chart. Wow. Okay.
Cool.
Well, from last time?
I think the time is full.
Okay.
Maybe the new version.
Now he's got a piece of paper. I send you a chart. I have one. I'm sure Stefanski will put up a chart, but they can send you a chart. Their charts are most of the Gemaras, and there's people have the charts. Like, they just got to follow through. Okay, we see from here, the Gemara says that our Mishnah is going to be like Rebbe, because Rebbe is the one who says, no, it's one of the two. They didn't do it. There's no pious. The Gemara says, Afilu Tema Rabbanan, Atu Shtei Mishmaros Lachusi Pai. No, it's still a pious. It's going to be a lottery. According to Rabbanan, it's going to be a lottery between those two. Two of them, right? What was the name? Two of them, between Delayohu and Maziyohu, they have to make a lottery between the two of them to determine who brings the power. So at the end of the day, according to this, at the end of the day, 23 of the Mishmaros are going to end up bringing bringing three Parim, and only one Mishmar is going to be stuck holding the bag, bringing two Parim that Yontif. Hopefully next Yontif, he'll get into it. Okay, I'll get it. So the Gemara then says, Kaman Azma Hadatanya. According to me, according to whose sheet does the following brice go, that says, Kol ha-mishmaros shonosh u-mishalshlos, every mishmar gets two or three, they triple up when it comes to the, they bring the par three times, chutz mishnei mishmaros sheshonosh u-mishalshlim, they can only do it twice and not three times. So name a Rebbe below Rabbanon. Let's just say that it's Rebbe, not Rabbanon, because the Rabban, here it says that there are two mishmaros that don't bring twice, don't bring three times. According to Rebbe, right? According to Rebbe, that makes sense because you don't do the pious anymore. Okay, but according to Rabbanon, that the pious is between these two mishmaros. So one of them is going to bring a third. This Bryce says for sure that two mishmaros don't bring a third par. But according to the Rabbanon, it's only going to be one mishmar that's not going to bring a third par, because of those two mishmaros, one of them is going to bring it the par on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, no, afilu tam Rabbanon, umaylo shushlu, bepri hachag, bepari hachag. What does it mean lo shilshlu? Take out Shmini Atzeres from the consideration. According to everybody, they will say that everyone will agree that there are two mishmaros that didn't get a triple par on Sukkos. Rabbanan will agree that one of them will get another par on Shmini Atzeres. But on Sukkos itself, two mishmaros are not tripling up. They're just getting two. So it works for all of them. So Gemara says, Umay Kamashmalan. What does the Braisa come to teach us? If we're only talking about the Priya Chag, if we're talking about the Parim of the Chag, the Braisa says that the two Mishmaros that don't triple up. Well, we just look at the chart and figure it out yourself. What is the Braisa telling us new that we didn't know beforehand? Okay, there are going to be two Mishmaros that don't bring three Parim. We know that. That's how the math works out. So the Gemara says, well, I need that. But the Gemara says, Hakamash Malan comes to teach us, Mishikri Parim Hayom, Lo York Vilamachar, Elochosim Chalila. That statement is teaching us the process by which we start being marked with the parim, that each day we start with the next one in line, that we do this chalila, this rotation, right? So on day one it's mishmar 1 through 13, on day two it's start with 14, and that right, you start with 14. Then on day three you'll start with mishmar number 2. On day four you start with mishmar number 13. And day five mishmar number 7. And just keep going.
And from this we learn that, let's say, there's two batke in the
shul. Yeah.
The first of our shul is on Shabbos. Who blow the second day? This is the first guy. The
first guy?
Yeah.
You saw that inside?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Very nice. Right. That's very cool. Okay. Let's finish up. Right. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hani Shivim Parim, these 70 Parim, which I mentioned before, Kenegin Mi, what's the symbolism of them? Kenegin Shivim Umas Olam. It's the 70 nations, or Shivim Umas, 70 nations, because the whole world is judged on water on Sukkos, so everybody has a part in it. So the Shivim Par of the Shivim Umas Olam, Par Yechidi, the Par Yechidi on Shmini Atzeres Lama, what's that? Kenegin Uma Yechida, that's Kenegin the singular nation, which is Mashal Melch Basta, which is us, Mashal Melch Basta Adam, parable to a king. The Sha'amar la'avadav, he says to his servants, Asuli su the gola, make me a big meal. The Yom Achron Omar la'avo, and on the last day he says to his inner chamber, Aseli su the katana kadesha and emimcha, make me a small meal, and this will be me and you, us together, we'll have a small meal together. Amar b'yochan, oyelam ovde kachavim, woe to them as to the ovde kachavim, she'ibdu. They're so silly that when they destroyed the base of Mikdash, because the ain't yodei ma she'ibdu, they don't even realize what they lost. Bezman base of Mikdash, shakayam, the base of Mikdash was extant, right? Mizbeach, Mechaper Aleim. The Mizbeach would work for them as well. Now, Akshav, Mechaper Aleim. Who's Mechaper for them? They have nothing. We have Tefillah, we have they have nothing, so they were silly that they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. B'shloshah prakim b'shana, three times during the year, which are the Shloshah Regalim, Hayukol Mishmaros, Shavos, Be'emurim HaRegalim, all the Mishmaros were equal, they could all get the Emurim. Well, I was going to ask right away, when they get the Emurim, are burnt on the Mizbeach. We'll see that in a second. Right, they all get the Emurim, and they also get the Chiluk Lechem upon him. They get the Lechem upon him, which is on, if Shabbos falls out on the Yontif, they would split up the 12 Chalos amongst all the Mishmaros. But Seres, on Shavuos, if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, so you had the Lechem upon him, and you had the Shtei Lechem, so Omer Lo, you would say to each one, and they all get a piece of it. So Omalo, when you give it out, you'd say, Helach Matzah, This is from the Lechem Apanim, which is matzah, which is not chametz, and Hela chametz, and this is from the Shtei Lechem, which is chametz. Fine. Mishmar Shazmano Kavua, so on Yontif, on Sukkot, there is, 5 minutes? Right, on Yontif, there is somebody who's, some Mishmar, that's their turn. So what do? Well, they do all the other karbanos. Right, Mishmar Shazmano Kavua, who makrib to meet them, they're makrib the Tomish Shoshach and the Tomish Merabayim, Vinidarm Nadavos, and any of the Dharm Nadavos, any voluntary offerings that come that week, and Shar Karbanot Sibor, and any other Karbanot Sibor, the Makriv Esakol. And then it says the Makriv Esakol, to figure out what Makriv Esakol means. Okay, Emurei Regalim, so the Gemara said that the Mishmaros get to split the Emurei Regalim. Emurim are the fats. The fats are burnt on the Mizbeach. What piece are the Mishmaros sharing and something that goes on the Mizbeach? Emurim Regalim Shagavah Ninu. Now, so Amar of Chizda says, what does that mean? Masha Amor Regalim, not the Emurim. What is stated, the karbanos that are stated for the regel, that split. So whatever Amor means, said in the Torah, like the words say. So whatever said, that's what they get. Tana Rabbanon, going to the Brisa, Aminayin, Shekol Mishmar Shalos, Bemurah Regalim. How do we know that all the Mishmaros are equal when it comes to the karbanos of the Yontif? Tamil Nomer, the Pasuk says, Uba B'chol Avas Nafsho. The Pasuk actually says Levi, the full Pasuk in Devarim Minchas, it says, Ki Avo Levi. Sometimes in the Torah, Levi equals Kohen. This is one of the places. Ki Avo Levi, Me'echa Sharech, Me'kol Yisrael, Shehu Garsham, Uba B'chol Avas Nafsho, El Makom of Sher Yichar Hashem, V'Sharis. Anybody who wants to come can be Sharis and can serve. So therefore, Yachal Apshar, so therefore anyone can serve during those times. Yachal Apshar Yemos Hashan, okay, maybe he can come anytime he wants in service. Tamil Lomer, the Pasuk says, V'chi Avo Levi, Me'echad Sharecha. Me'echad means, Shelo Amarti El B'Shah, Shekol Yisrael Nechnasim Shar Echad. The only time the Levi or the Kohen can come and service whenever what he wants is only at the time when the rest of Bnei Yisrael are coming into one gate, which is, means they're all coming to Aliyah L'Regel. Okay, we'll stop here.